Seabridge Gold says it supports the BC government's response to a court challenge over its KSM mine project, after the province filed legal arguments defending the approval of the mine's environmental status. "We are pleased by the extent of the EAO's consultation, and we are confident in the strength of their arguments that the EAO's decision to grant the SS designation was procedurally fair and not unreasonable," said Seabridge CEO Rudy Franck. The company said it plans to submit its own response to the legal challenge in the coming weeks and confirmed that the substantial start designation remains in place throughout the court process. In its filing to the BC Supreme Court, the provincial government detailed its consultation efforts and communications leading up to its July 29, 2024 decision that Seabridge's KSM project had been substantially started. The substantial start determination marks a critical milestone in the life of any major project approved under BC's environmental review framework. Projects are typically granted a certificate that includes a deadline to begin construction or other development. If the province finds that enough progress has been made by that deadline, it issues a substantially started designation, allowing the certificate to remain in effect permanently. Without it, a project may lose its approvals and have to restart the entire environmental review process. The Sisosky KM Lac-Qua Nation has asked the court to overturn the determination, claiming the province failed to meet its legal obligation to consult and accommodate the community. In its petition, the nation said the government had effectively greenlit what has been called the world's largest undeveloped gold mining project without meaningful input from the community. A statement from the nation warned that the project would use technology similar to that found in mines where toxic waste facility failures have caused massive environmental devastation. Ryan Beaton, the lawyer representing the Sisosky KM Lac-Qua Nation, said the nation will proceed with the judicial review, arguing that the province is ignoring evidence in its own report that supports the nation's position. He said the community is not opposed to mining on principle and has previously supported projects developed responsibly on its territory. "All we're saying is let it be done in accordance with the law, and with the province's respect for its own analysis of the evidence," he said. Beaton said the situation has been further complicated by the province's questioning of whether the nation should be consulted independently or as part of the Greater Gixson Nation. He said this issue is contributing to a sense of dismissal. The Gixson Treaty Society, which represents the Gixson peoples in treaty negotiations, has sent a letter to the province on behalf of the Sisosky KM Lac-Qua Nation affirming it is an independent nation of equal status. The society stated that the Gixson Nation does not and cannot speak for the Sisosky KM Lac-Qua. "From our point of view, it's the province telling two nations that are distinct and independent, that they don't recognize that they don't accept that," said Beaton. "It's not the province's place to tell First Nations who they are." A court hearing has been scheduled for September 22 to 29, 2025.